there's been a lot of publicity about the impacts on defense and the hollow force and all that sort of thing. Well, it has an equally damaging impact on the intelligence community if, in fact, we have to do it, particularly in light of the fact that having it imposed at this late point in the fiscal year will dramatically reduce the funding available to the intelligence community to conduct our mission. We estimate it will cut 9% of our defense appropriated accounts and 7 to 8% of our domestic appropriated accounts. What this means is that the program I'm the manager for, the National Intelligence Program, is spread across 6 cabinet departments. And so that's a further complication for me, because I have to deal with each one of those 6 different cabinet departments in managing these cuts. So I'll give you 3 or 4 examples, which, of course, are unclassified, just to cite the impacts. First, analysis and the accompanying enabling tools, analytic tools and services, will be scoped back substantially. And what this means is the potential to miss the early signs of a threat and responsiveness to our consumers, policymakers, military commanders will suffer. Human intelligence and related services and tools will reduce global operations. And as I think you appreciate, many of our most sensitive collection sources are human-derived, human intelligence. Our overhead collection architecture will be seriously impacted. We may have to renegotiate contracts for acquisition and operations. This could affect our launch schedule. So depending on the outcome of what we're able to mitigate, we risk going blind or deaf here. We will have fewer counterintelligence and security professionals on the job, limiting our ability to detect and investigate suspected espionage by insiders, foreign services, or bad actors. We will have to throttle back research and development, which in our business is a dangerous thing to do if you're trying to get ahead of, you know, next generation hardware needs or future threats. So what are we doing to try to mitigate this? Well, we'll use all possible avenues for that. What the law requires is for the NIP and for actually all government activities, but in our case, the National Intelligence Program is divided into what are called PPAs, Planned Program Activities. And in our case, there are several hundred of them. But the law requires that each one of those PPAs be taxed equally, which of course raises all kinds of havoc because of the lack of latitude we'll have because of that fact. Been a lot of talk about furloughs over the last month. And I'm going to do all we can in the IC to not, where we can, particularly as it impacts critical mission functions, not furlough people, for the simple reason that the most important resource we have in the intelligence community is our people. And we simply can't separate the people from the mission. So we're going to do a meeting next week with, we're having what we call an XCOM, our executive committee meeting of the IC leadership. And we'll be discussing, of course, they've all been working on their own mitigation plans, and I want to review them all and see where we are and what we can do to mitigate. In some cases, if the dollar threshold is a certain level, we'll have to go to the Congress and seek reprogramming, which is a pretty tough process since you have to get 4 committees to agree to a reprogramming. All to say that in my almost 50 years in intelligence, I don't remember when we've had a more diverse array of threats and crisis situations around the world to deal with. And in the face of that, doing this sequestration thing is quite damaging.
Mr. Director, some members of Congress have talked about keeping the numbers the same but giving you kind of an automatic reprogramming capability. Would that be helpful, or is that just potentially as difficult to work with as if you had no reprogramming power at all?
Well, obviously, anything that would give me more latitude or more flexibility to get out, you know, any relief at all from the straitjacket we're in at the current time would be very helpful.